You Stay with the Earth by Knife Crab. Summary: Sean awakes in the night, Jackie doesn't freeze. Or me throwing my hat in the ring with yet another post-finale Jackie Lives Fix It Fic. Notes: title from Night Swimming by Soccer Mommy, deeply Jackie core song. Complimentary Shauna song of the day, The Night We Met by Lord Huron. I did actually literally make myself cry twice writing this, so hopefully not for nothing, lol. See the end of the work for more notes. Chapter 1. Boreas. Someone shakes Shauna awake in the night. Hmm? Shauna mumbles, and then swipes out with a hand. Go away, Thaisa, she mumbles. Shauna, wake up, you have to see this. Grudgingly, Shauna cranks one eye open. Thaisa stands over her excitedly, grinning and bouncing on her toes. Van holds Thaisa's hand, and Akila and Mari stand there grinning between the two of them. What? Shauna asks. She glances at Akila. What are you guys doing up in the attic? You never come here. We came to get you, Akila says, grinning. You need to look, Mari says. Come on. Thaisa offers Shauna a hand and yanks her to her feet, and then everyone else huddles around Shauna and ushers her quickly to the window. It's fogged over, she notices. It's so warm in here, like there's a space heater on or something. What am I supposed to be looking at? Shauna asks. A hand reaches past her shoulder to swipe away the fog on the window. Oh. It snowed. It makes everything look so light, even in the darkness. Shauna swears she can see all the way to the lake. And it's so peaceful, she exhales. She can hear the other girls chattering with excitement downstairs. It's like Christmas, Van remarks somewhere behind Shauna. Shauna nods. Let's go downstairs, Shauna, Ty suggests, tugging on her sleeve. Laura Lee's making lamb and everything, Mari adds. Just like Christmas. Shauna follows her friends down the ladder into the bright yellow warmth of the living room. The force of her teammates' chatter almost bowls her over for a second, but then she sees Laura Lee look up from where she's kneeling by the fireplace, and it all goes quiet. Laura Lee holds out a hand for Shauna. Shauna moves to her, kneels down beside her, and Laura Lee gently takes her hand. The room goes from quiet to silent. Mari said you're making lamb, Shauna says. Where did you find a lamb out here? I didn't find a lamb, Laura Lee corrects gently. She decided she'd be a lamb. She's been out here with the wolves long enough. Shauna's brow furrows. Who? Someone kneels down on Shauna's other side. Jackie. She's wrapped in several blankets and smiling solemnly. For the first time, Shauna's heart twists in anxiety. No, Shauna says. It's okay, Jackie tells her. You were right. I can't do anything out here. Not really. But I can do this. I can do this for you. She pauses, then her smile widens. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. No, Shauna insists more urgently. She reaches out. Her hand lands on Jackie's wrist and she grips hard until her nails bite into Jackie's skin. It's not bad, Laura Lee agrees, squeezing Shauna's hand. For her. She's not a lamb, Shauna argues. She can't be a lamb. She's a person. She's my person, Laura Lee. Oh, Laura Lee says, and there's a gentle surprise on her face when Shauna looks. Soft, sweet, kind. Quintessentially Laura Lee. Oh, Shauna, you never told her, did you? Told her what? Shauna says, voice shaking. It's okay, says Jackie, quiet. I can do it. You're the best friend I ever had, Shauna tells Jackie in a rush. I love you, you know that, right? Shauna Shipman, Jackie says, sighs, and she kisses Shauna. Like, really kisses her, a movie kiss. Shauna's eyes close, and Jackie's hand rakes through Shauna's hair. See? Laura Lee whispers. She knows Shauna. I told you it's not that bad. For her, Shauna argues, pulling away from Jackie. You said it's not that bad for her. What about for me? She never fucking thinks about me. You're all I think about, Jackie argues, looking confused, a little hurt. No, no. Shauna stands up. Laura Lee and Jackie stand slower, looking at Shauna like she's a wild thing, approaching her slow, like she might snap. Stop, just answer the question. It's not bad for her, but what's it like for me? Laura Lee reaches out, her hand cradles Shauna's cheek. It'll be bad for a while, she says honestly. Jackie looks surprised to hear it. But eventually it won't be. Someday you'll see. But I thought... Jackie starts. Fuck this, Shauna declares, and she storms out the front door of the cabin, feeling everyone's silent eyes on her as she goes. She slams the door behind her, and immediately the snow is colder, meaner, wind bites her skin, and she notices Jackie. Jackie asleep in the snow. No, 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 no! Shauna stumbles through the blizzard, through the knee-high snow holding her back. Jackie just keeps getting farther and farther away, white face, blue lips, snow sticking to her hair. Jackie! Shauna trips. She falls to her hands and knees. She jolts up. She's in the attic, in the dark. Her heart hammers. It was just a dream, she tells herself, just a dream. It's cold, she realizes, freezing cold, like seeing your breath shivering down to your bone marrow cold. Her first instinct is to crawl over to Thaisa, so it's what she does. Tai, she says, shaking her awake. Tai groans. Thaisa, wake up!
What?
Thaisa whispers. It comes out like an angry hiss. It's too cold up here, Shauna says. We should go down where... Something catches her eye at the window. Snow. It really is snowing. She gets up. Thaisa sits up and watches her go. Shauna peers out the window. It's just like in her dream. Snow blankets the earth in every direction. It turns the night bright and beautiful. She breathes out quietly, and her heart seizes up. Jackie. Huh? Thaisa mumbles, but Shauna's already making her way down the ladder. She stumbles through the living room, tripping over her teammates in a mad rush for the front door.
Jesus.
What? What the fuck is going on?
Jackie!
Shauna repeats, and she throws the front door open. There, by the fire pit. She hadn't even made a fire for herself. Stupid, useless Jackie. Shauna stumbles towards her. She trips, falls onto her hands and knees.
Jackie,
she says again, and reaches out to brush snow off her hair. She's covered, buried. Only her face is visible, and it's as pale as the snow around her.
Jackie, wake up.
She shakes Jackie. She shakes her hard. Jackie's eyelashes flutter. She groans quietly.
Wake up.
Shauna insists, shaking her harder.
Shauna, stop!
Hands grab Shauna from behind, and she swings a punch without thinking. Nails Misty right in the chin. Misty winces, gives her a dangerous glare, and shoves Shauna back. She lands on her ass in the snow next to Jackie.
You have to be gentle with her,
Misty commands, kneeling in the snow next to Jackie, too.
Anything too sudden right now could lead to shock or cardiac arrest, so stop shaking her unless you really want to kill her.
Shauna takes a breath. Misty does, too.
Help me get her inside, Misty commands.
Carefully. Shauna helps Misty hoist Jackie, carefully, off the frozen ground. When she looks up, most of her teammates are huddled by the doors and windows watching them. They part, allowing Misty and Shauna through.
Jesus,
Tai says as they brush past her. Her eyes are wide and terrified. Shauna immediately directs them towards the fireplace.
Not too close, Misty argues, pulling back. We have to get her warm, Misty, we have to...
I know, Misty argues, impatient like Shauna's stupid for being frantic. But direct heat can stop her heart right now, too. We have to bring her core temperature up slowly.
She needs... Shauna starts to insist. I know what the fuck I'm doing, shipman!
Misty interrupts. A beat of silence. Set her down here. They're probably about 6 feet away from the fireplace. Shauna wishes they were closer.
Any clothes that are wet from the snow, we need to get those off, get her into something drier, Misty says.
I can find something dry for her, Fan volunteers, then hurries off. Misty and Shauna immediately get to work, peeling off Jackie's Letterman jacket, her stupid sweatpants, her stupid wool socks. Jackie's head lolls.
Loralee,
she mumbles. Shauna can barely make out the words, but at least, God, at least she's saying something.
She said, it's Christmas.
She's confused because of the hypothermia, Misty says quietly. Van hands them a bunch of dry, folded up clothes.
Thanks.
They start redressing Jackie, then Misty lays her out on the floor again and grabs a nearby blanket, spreading it over her. She finally glances up at Shauna.
You didn't need to hit me. I was only trying to help.
I'm sorry, Shauna murmurs. I wasn't thinking. I think I was just panicking. You surprised me. Misty sniffs, readjusting her glasses on her face.
Well, apology accepted, I guess. It's gonna leave a bruise, though, I think.
I'm really sorry, Misty. Misty blinks a couple times, then huffs.
Well, don't just sit there,
Misty tells Shauna after a moment. Shauna shakes her head a little confused, and Misty sighs like she just can't believe Shauna.
Get under that blanket with her. Body heat's probably the best way to warm her up right now. You do want her to live, right?
Oh. Shauna awkwardly crawls into the blanket with Jackie. Lottie comes over and offers them pillows, silent. She looks like she's thinking about something, but Shauna so does not have the patience to figure out what's going on in Lottie's head right now. Jackie murmurs something unintelligible as they all try and get her head settled. She's so pale.
When she's a little warmer and more conscious, we'll get her to drink some hot water, Misty says. That should help too.
Several people disperse or try to go back to bed. There's not much for anyone else to do now. Misty sits cross-legged, though, by Shauna and Jackie's heads. One of her hands swipes through Jackie's hair, combing clumps of snow out to melt on the floor beside them.
She would have died out there, Misty says quietly. How did you know?
I don't know, Shauna admits. I had a bad dream, I guess, and it woke me up. I realized it was cold, I saw the snow outside, and I thought, I wasn't sure if she'd... Shauna pauses. I wanted to make sure she'd come back inside, and then I realized she hadn't. A bit of quiet.
Well, however it happened, Missy tells Shauna, it's a good thing for you to check in her. She's lucky.
She takes her hands away from Jackie's hair, then.
We'll have to check her fingers and toes for frostbite tomorrow, but right now, we need to worry more about her core. Stay here with her, keep an eye on her breathing, and come get me if it starts to change.
Shauna nods, and Misty gets up and leaves. And then it's just Shauna and Jackie, 6 feet from the fireplace, sharing body heat under the same blanket. Shauna curls up close next to Jackie, nose to nose until they're sharing breath. Just like that time Jackie's parents took them camping in the fourth grade, and they brought the wrong tent for the two of them, the one that's only meant to hold one person, but Shauna and Jackie were small and they could squish. It's like that, only this time the tip of Jackie's nose is so cold and her breaths are so shallow, and Shauna's trying to blink away the stinging hot tears so she can study the freckles under Jackie's eyes a little closer.
I'm sorry,
Shauna whispers, only her voice, it comes out like there's a weight pressing on her throat.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, Jax.
No, Jackie says, but it's a slurred mumble. Shauna grabs Jackie's hands under the blanket, pulling them to her chest. Her fingers are freezing. No, they're frozen, like actually frozen.
You didn't, she said.
Jackie, don't.
Shauna,
Tice's voice interrupts. Shauna blinks, glances over her shoulder. She hangs onto Jackie's hands, folded against her heart. Taisa has another wool blanket rolled up under her arm.
Missy said to bring you this, is she?
She's too cold, Shauna says.
She's still too cold, Tice, she's...
Her voice breaks. Tice's eyebrows draw together in concern.
Here, says Taisa, and she spreads the blanket over the two of them, smoothing the edges down.
Then she circles around and crawls under the blankets on Jackie's other side, pulling herself against Jackie's back.
What are you doing? Shauna asks.
Helping you warm her up? Ty answers simply, hooking an arm around Jackie's middle. Body heat, right? Ty's eyes move somewhere past Shauna, and she makes a brief, annoyed little expression. When Shauna rolls over, she sees Van's eyebrows raised, a small smirk on her face. It's almost enough to make Shauna giggle, to snap her out of her little spiral. But then Jackie makes a small, wordless sound, and Shauna's heart jolts, and all her attention's back on Jackie again in the space of a moment. Ty's still looking over Shauna's shoulder at Van, and her expression's changed. She looks like she's trying to send Van a telepathic message or something, eyes all intense and sparkling. Shauna doesn't care, though. Not about Ty and Van, their stupid telepathic love bond or whatever. She cares that Jackie's starting to shiver, which is probably actually a good thing, and that her lips look purple, and that she makes another small strangled sound in the back of her throat, saying, shh, 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 is all Shauna can think to do, to shush her like she's a scared or sick little kid or something. Jackie's hands are still all tight and cold and balled up in Shauna's, so Shauna starts slowly uncurling Jackie's fingers for her. Jackie whimpers.
It's okay,
Shauna promises her. You're okay. She flattens Jackie's hands against the top of her chest, fingertips against her collarbones, and presses her own palms over them. She hopes they're not frostbitten. They didn't look it, but she's not confident she fully knows what frostbite does look like. We're just getting you warmed up, Jackie, okay?
Why?
She asks. And the word is a little clearer than what she'd said before, but not much, still slurred and clunky in Jackie's mouth. She sniffs loudly, and her teeth are chattering so loud Shauna can hear her molars clicking together, and she asks again, smaller this time,
why?
It pisses Shauna off, because for God's sake, she wasn't done being mad at Jackie yet, she's still not, and here she is, saving Jackie's stupid life anyway. And Jackie still has the audacity to ask her why. Does Jackie still think so little of Shauna that she thinks Shauna would just let her freeze to death? It makes Shauna even angrier, because what the fuck, Jackie? Go to sleep, Shauna says, voice gone cold. She presses Jackie's hands harder against her chest. Just go the fuck to sleep, Jackie, and I'll stay up and make sure you don't fucking die. Ty tightens her arms around Jackie's middle, and Shauna glances up to meet Ty's eyes. Ty's looking at her, this right and specific combination of stern and sympathetic that only Taisa ever is, and Shauna sighs and puts her weapons down.
Look, I'll sleep too, okay? Let's just both.
Jackie shifts a little closer, tucking up against Shauna so her nose is pressed to Shauna's cheek, and their legs slot together. Shauna's heart squeezes, squeezes, squeezes. She drops Jackie's hands, but Jackie keeps them pressed to Shauna's chest where Shauna left them. Shauna lifts one arm slowly to circle Jackie's shoulder, to anchor her there against her side. They lie like that for a while, Jackie as close as she can get to Shauna, sandwiched between Shauna and Ty. Shauna closes her eyes just to shut it all out. At some point, Jackie's shivering becomes less severe. Ty's knuckles brush Shauna's belly as she removes her arm from Jackie's middle and sits back up. Shauna's not asleep. She opens her eyes and looks at Ty quizzically. Her hair is still all wet from the snow, Taisa whispers. I'm going to check with Misty and make sure there's not something we should be doing about that. Shauna nods. Taisa leaves, and Shauna takes the opportunity to take stock of Jackie. She's still shivering, but she's warmer now, and her breathing's steady and strong. Instead of too pale like she was when they first brought her in, her cheeks and forehead have flushed to a deep, ruddy red, which means her blood's moving again. Shauna pushes a damp string of honey brown hair off Jackie's cheek. Jackie was always the pretty one, Shauna muses, between the two of them. Jackie with her big, big green brown eyes. She'd said once in the sixth grade made her look like a chihuahua dog, and Shauna argued by saying, well, I think chihuahuas are cute, and oh, she'd be fishing for compliments then, hadn't she? And her breathtaking movie star smile, and Shauna, the way Shauna always did, had just rolled over and given Jackie what she wanted, the compliment, and did that make Shauna the dog? And her twig-slim figure, even during the off-season. Shauna always feels like Jackie's dog these days, loyal and obedient and beneath her. Except for, well, she doesn't. Hasn't since the plane went down. Now she feels like Jackie wishes Shauna were her dog. Shauna feels more like a wolf these days. Shauna waits for the familiar pang of jealousy she feels when she compares herself to her best friend, and there it is, but it's muted. What she'd said to Jackie earlier is still ringing in her head. The guilt of it, the relief of it. She'd meant it, or most of it, some of it. Jackie might be pretty, but pretty is pretty pointless out here. Hard to be jealous of a girl who almost just froze to death because she was too stupid to light a decent fire and too stubborn to walk 10 feet and come inside where the warmth is. Shauna closes her eyes again. Footsteps approach, but Shauna keeps her eyes resolutely shut this time. Toes nudge Shauna's shoulder. What? She grumbles. Your girlfriend's an idiot, comes Van's voice. Shauna hears the sound of cloth fluttering, then one more blanket drifts down to cover her and Jackie. Shauna doesn't even have the energy to argue. She's not my girlfriend, she thinks instead of saying it. She gonna be okay? Van asks, sounding a little more cautious. I think so, Shauna murmurs. Okay, Van says. Good. A moment passes where the only sound is the crackling of the fire in Jackie's. Steady and deep, thank God it's steady now, breathing. She's been acting like a total bitch. You weren't wrong for standing up for yourself, you know, putting her in your in her place. That needed to happen, but I'm glad she's going to be okay. I don't want to... Van pauses. Shauna hears her swallow hard. I don't want to lose anyone else. Laura Lee's more than enough. Van shifts her weight back and forth a couple times. Shauna thinks about Laura Lee in her dream, the way Laura Lee's hand felt in hers, felt on her cheek, and misses her too. The floorboards creak. Just make sure Jackie knows that. Shauna nods, and she listens to Van tiptoe away, and it hits her all over again. Jackie could have died tonight. Jackie almost did die. If Shauna hadn't woken up when she did, if she hadn't noticed the snow outside the window, oh God, Jackie would have died alone, asleep in the cold, thinking everyone, thinking Shauna hated her, and Shauna would have woken up to find her dead body. The thought prompts her to pull herself that last bit closer to Jackie until she can feel Jackie's warm, steady, steady breaths on her cheek. She imagines she can even feel Jackie's heart pumping away, the pulse and shove of her heartbeat echoing through her skinny body. Skinnier even than usual, Shauna thinks. Jackie hasn't been eating, Shauna's noticed. She's tried and pretended not to, but holding Jackie against her, knobby elbows and bony, jutting shoulder blades are harder to brush off. Her heart squeezes again. Shauna actually tries to sleep now so she doesn't cry. She doesn't dream this time. When Shauna wakes again, grey, overcast sunlight is streaming through the windows and the fire's faded, but isn't quite down to just embers yet, and Jackie's forehead is touching Shauna's nose. Instinct takes over. The only thing for Shauna to do really is press a kiss to Jackie's forehead and relish the fact that her skin is warm and dry. A second passes, then Jackie jerks in her arms once, then again, and it takes Shauna one more second to realize Jackie's crying. And then Jackie dissolves, and she cries the way Shauna hasn't seen her cry since they were little kids, hands balls into fists, gripping Shauna's t-shirt and wailing. Jackie, Shauna says, and tears are stinging her eyes too, and she distantly wonders where everyone might be, but her main concern is her best friend. Her best friend who she called weak and insecure and sent out into the cold last night, sobbing in her arms. All she can do is hang on to her and rub her back and try not to dissolve into tears herself. I'm sorry, Jackie says, voice all squeaky and raw and breaking. I'm sorry, Shauna. Jackie, Shauna interrupts. It's okay, it's okay. It's not, Jackie sobs. The words trip over each other and refuse to make sentences as she continues, verging on hysterical. It's not, don't tell me it is when it's not. It'll never be. We were gonna die out here. You make me want to die. I want to die so much. I just wanted to be over with. It's because you hate me. When did you start to hate me so much? Because I love you. You're my best friend. I love you, Shauna, more than I love anyone. I love you like I'm in love with you. That's how much I love you. Jackie, Shauna interrupts again. Her hand rubs circles into Jackie's back. Jackie, shh. Jackie gulps, then breaks down to loud, body-racking sobs again. I was mad at you. Shauna measures her words carefully, trying so hard not to cry herself. One of them has to stay together in order to have this conversation. I'm still mad at you, Shauna admits. You've been, but I don't. She tries to swallow down the lump in her throat. I don't hate you, Jackie. I don't want you to die. What the fuck? I mean, what the fuck, Jackie? Jackie doesn't have an answer to that beyond more tears. And Shauna thinks, okay, I can let her cry for now. And she buries her nose in Jackie's hair and breathes her in and thinks again that Jackie could have died last night. And it makes her ribs ache, turns the lump in her throat solid as a stone. And okay, maybe Shauna can let herself cry too. I love you, Shauna murmurs past the tears. I love you too. I promise I do. I promise. They can't hang on to each other crying forever, but this moment's been a long time coming, Shauna thinks, since even before the plane went down. They were heading for a breakdown, a restructuring. Something's changing between them right now, and she knows they can both feel it. So yeah, she knows they can't stay here weeping on the floor for the rest of their lives, but she'll gladly stay in this chrysalis as long as she can. As long as it takes. We had a fight, but I love you, Shauna promises again, voice a hoarse whisper. More than anyone. She kisses the top of Jackie's head. If you died, she says, and has to take a moment. She presses her lips to Jackie's hair again. I don't know how I could possibly survive that, so don't say things like, I want you to die, because it's not. Shauna sniffles. It could never be true. Jackie finally lifts her head, and her eyes are red-ringed, and her nose is a bright red, her cheeks are shiny and sticky with tears, and her lips are chapped from last night's cold, and she's such an ugly crier. She's still so pretty. She's Jackie. She's kissing the corner of Shauna's mouth. Oh. Shit, Jackie says, pulling away quickly, sitting up. She sniffles, wipes her nose on the back of her hand. Shit, Shauna, I'm... She looks horrified, like she's about to break down sobbing again, but Shauna sits up too. She takes Jackie's face between her hands, swipes away the tears with her thumbs. I swear, Jackie whispers, eyes huge and startled, voice all hoarse and congested. I swear I was aiming for your cheek. I'm not, wait. Shauna says, a smile tugging at the edges of her lips. Until Jeff finds out you try to kiss me, he's so gonna dump you for this. Jackie sputters. Her movie star smile changes the whole shape of her face. She wraps her arms around Shauna's shoulders and buries her face against Shauna's neck, and she's shaking, and Shauna hugs her back. Are you laughing or crying right now? Shauna asks after a moment. I don't know. Jackie whines. She sounds like herself again. It makes Shauna hug her just a little bit closer. Both? Can I be doing both? Shauna strokes Jackie's hair. Someone clears their throat. Jackie and Shauna finally pull away from each other, but Shauna keeps one hand on Jackie's shoulder, just because. Coach Scott stands in the doorway looking at the two of them. Are you guys, Jackie, are you okay? He asks. Jackie nods. She shrugs. I'm alright, Coach. He sighs heavily, leaning against his crutch more solidly. He starts, then shakes his head. Don't do that again, okay? That sleeping outside is... Look, I don't care what mean shit you girls say to each other, but it's not worth dying over, all right? Jackie nods, looking admonished. Coach Scott sighs heavily. Good, okay. Coach, Shauna says, and squeezes Jackie's shoulder, just because she can, because Jackie's warm and alive. Where is everyone? He hangs his head and sighs again. Natalie and Travis didn't come home last night. And Javi... Most of us are out looking for them. Shauna feels Jackie tense. It's okay, Coach Scott reassures them both right away. You two especially needed your rest. Everyone also thought it was best for you to give you some time to yourselves. Can we... Jackie wipes her nose on her wrist again, tries to push to stand. She winces and sways violently. Shauna stands quick enough to catch and stabilize her. Shit, Jackie says, and then, can we help? Coach Scott gives him a tight smile. I think for the time being, you should focus on recuperating Jackie. Jackie ducks her head, looking a little embarrassed and a little relieved, both. Coach Scott's eyes lighten Shauna. Shauna, though, if you want to help. I think I should stay with Jackie. Shauna interrupts quickly. I think if it gets to be later in the day, I can, but... Something seems to dawn on Coach Scott, though. Shauna can't tell exactly what. He takes a moment, sighs again, smiles to himself. Of course, he agrees. Why don't you help her to the bed? Misty... His face darkens a little. Misty will want to check on you later, Jackie. Jackie nods quietly and lets Shauna help her limp along back to the bedroom. She winces with every step. You okay? Shauna asks under her breath. My feet hurt like a bitch, Jackie complains. Shauna sits Jackie down on the edge of the bed, then takes a seat next to her. What I said, Shauna tells her, and she stares at the far wall because she can't look at Jackie. Yeah, Jackie says, sounding bashful. Which part? The part where I'm weak and insecure and self-obsessed, or the part where I boss you around all the time, or the part where I peaked in high school, or... Shauna sighs heavily. I do love you, you know, Shauna tells her and stares down at her hands. But we... That fight's been coming for a long time. You know it, too. Jackie sucks in a breath. I lied to you, Shauna says. I lied to you a lot. In my defense, the first time Jeff and I... It was when you guys were broken up and I... Shauna, Jackie interrupts, grimacing. I really don't need to know, okay? Yeah, Shauna says. Yeah, okay. A beat of quiet. Then, why? Like I said, it was when you were broken up. Shauna, I didn't ask when. I asked why. Shauna takes a deep breath. I don't know, she says. I don't know why. It just happened. And then it just kept happening. Bullshit, Jackie says, quiet and gentle. I wish I could give you an explanation, Shauna replies, and she means it. You guys had that fight at Randy's thing that time, and you went home early with Mary and Lottie, and I stayed, and I got drunk, and he came on to me, and it just happened. I was going to tell you, seriously, after enough time had passed, but I didn't want to tell you right away, because you guys had just broken up, and I knew it would have upset you right then, but then you guys got back together, like, 2 weeks later, and it was like, okay, I thought it was only going to be a one-time thing, a mistake, and we would both let it go. I was drunk, he was drunk and emotional, but then it... Shauna shrugs. It just kept happening. I didn't... She finally looks up and Jackie looks miserable again. Her voice goes small as she finishes. I didn't think it would ever hurt you. Bullshit, Jackie says more fiercely than before. And Shauna reconsiders. I didn't want to hurt you. I didn't mean to. I never wanted you to find out, Shauna amends. I just don't know. He was there and he wanted me and you wanted him and that... It was important. The fact that he was your boyfriend meant he wasn't just some... She pulls a face. Some bottom-of-the-barrel asshole like Randy. He was like someone who mattered to you, and he wanted me. No one good had ever wanted me before that. Bullshit, Jackie says a third time, quiet again, a funny look on her face now. You don't get it. Everyone's always wanted you, Shauna argues, and Jackie finally looks back at her. Shauna doesn't want to figure out what that expression on Jackie's face means. Yeah, well, Jackie shrugs. Nobody wants me anymore, so. Did you forget the conversation we just had? Shauna argues. I do, Jackie. Jackie makes a face. Look, obviously stuff needs to change between us, but I seriously meant what I said when I said I love you. The fact that last night you almost died? Her own sudden tears catch Shauna by surprise and by the look on her face. Jackie, too. And it would have been my fault. It was my fault. You almost died. It's my fault. Shauna, Jackie says quietly. You are insecure, Shauna says, redirecting the conversation. You pretend you're not, but I know that's why you never pitch in. You think you'll suck at stuff, and you never want to try anything you don't think you'll be good at, because you think you'll embarrass yourself. You'd rather people think you're lazy than think you're just shitty at everything. You figure you'll be a burden either way, but you'd rather be a burden on purpose than just be one. But I don't think you're weak. I didn't mean that part. In fact, you're one of the strongest people I know, and you just make an effort. Oh. Shauna wipes furiously at her tears. And when you said you don't like soccer, Jackie says, Shauna finds herself laughing a little bit. Did you mean that? Kinda, Shauna says, and she glances sideways at Jackie, who has a funny, nervous little half-smile on her face that Shauna's never seen on her before. I like soccer. It's, like, fine. I just don't love soccer. Not the way you do. I would never have tried out for the team if you hadn't made me. And I definitely wasn't going to keep playing in college for, like, any reason.
I don't mean to boss you around or, like, control you, Jackie tells her. We've known each other since we were six. I feel like I know you inside and out. I feel like I already know what you like and don't like and what you want and what's good and what's bad for you. And I just... Jackie trails off helplessly. Shauna reaches for her hand. Jackie looks into Shauna's eyes, surprised. Shauna squeezes her hand. You do know me, but it's like... Shauna shrugs.
We're not six anymore. I'm not that kid, and neither are you. I think, she takes a second, glancing at the firewall again. I think you can know someone and still let them surprise you sometimes, still let them be their own person. It doesn't mean you know them any less. Yeah, Jackie shrugs, an echo of Shauna, and looks away too. Yeah. You... Shauna breathes for a moment. You said you wanted to die earlier. I didn't forget you said that. Jackie slides her hand out of Shauna's. It's a long moment before she quietly agrees. Yeah. Jackie, I... Shauna begins, then reaches for her again. Jackie's hands are in her lap, so instead Shauna puts a hand on Jackie's shoulder. I know you're starting to lose hope. I can see it, but you can't, okay? You can't give up, because if you die, then... Shauna braces herself as the honesty comes out. I can't see myself living after that. I need you here. I mean that. So if what it takes to snap you out of this suicidal funk, is the threat of me dying, then that's why I'm telling you this. I will hold this over your head to keep you here, because if you love me as much as I love you, then you don't want me to die. Jackie flounders for words. I don't want you to die. Obviously, I don't want you to die, Shauna. Jesus. Well, good, Shauna says. I want you to start eating then. Jackie pulls her knees up to her chest, wrapping her arms around her legs. She tips sideways, resting her head against Shauna's, and Shauna wraps her arms around all of Jackie. I'm not trying to starve myself or anything. My appetite's just gone most of the time, Jackie admits. I'm just never actually hungry anymore. Oh, Jackie. That's okay, Shauna tells her. You just need to start trying. Jackie nods against her. You need to start trying in a bunch of ways, Shauna adds. Pitching in, helping out, especially as it gets colder. No one will care if you suck at stuff as long as they see you at least make an effort. And you'll find something you're good at, or you'll get good at something, okay? Jackie nods again, slightly more hesitant this time. I love you, Shauna says again, just a reminder. Shauna, Jackie starts to say. They hear the front door to the cabin slam open and it cuts Jackie off. Misty's voice cuts through, issuing orders. Someone put a couple more logs on the fire. Travis, Natalie, get Javi down to there and then get yourselves into the kitchen. Akila, can you start heating up some water? Where's Jackie? Shauna gets up and moves to the door. Jackie's in here, she calls, and then turns back to her. Jackie's looking up at her with those big wide eyes, and Shauna remembers in a flash her dream, Jackie kissing her movie style. She blushes and looks away. Misty mercifully interrupts by stepping through the door. Well, you look perkier, Misty announces and adjusts her glasses. How are you feeling? Fine, Jackie says, glancing at Shauna like she's waiting for cues. She seems okay, Misty, Shauna agrees. Only thing is, she said her feet hurt when we walked her in here. Let's see, Misty says. Socks off! Jackie rolls her eyes but tugs her socks off, and Misty kneels at the edge of the bed. She pokes and prods at Jackie's feet, and Jackie meets Shauna's eyes across the room with an exasperated, irritated look on her face. Shauna bites her lip to stop herself from laughing.
Well, it hasn't blistered, so I don't think it's frostbite, Misty says. Your skin looks pretty red and irritated, though, so I'd say that's consistent with frostnip. What does that mean? Jackie asks. It means you're lucky again, Misty says, standing back up. But it might take some time for your skin to heal, and you'll probably be pretty uncomfortable in the meantime. If anyone still has any aloe vera gel left, that'll probably help.
Oh, okay, Jackie says softly.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Misty says, I have 3 more cases of hypothermia to treat. Luckily, not as bad as Jackie. They're all relatively mild, but...
Yeah, we're fine, Misty, comes Natalie's voice, yelling from what sounds like the kitchen.
They had to shelter from the snow in the plane last night, Misty explains. Not cozy.
I said we're fine,
Nat shouts again. Misty offers Shauna and Jackie a terse smile. I'll be back with some hot water. You seem better, but... Jackie smiles, just as tense as Misty and a little wan. But she sounds genuine when she says, Thanks, Misty. I really appreciate it.
Well,
Misty shrugs, adjusts her glasses again. Just doing what I can. Misty scurries off to go fret over Nat, Travis, and Javi. Shauna watches Jackie stop pretending, watches the already wavering smile drop off her face. Shauna, she asks quietly, hanging her head and shutting her eyes. Yeah. We don't need to talk anymore, but will you just... She sighs, balling her hands into fists. Shauna's heart squeezes again. Will I what? Shauna prods gently. Jackie opens her eyes, looks back up at her. Just sit here with me, Jackie asks. Just stay with me. Shauna blinks. Of course, Shauna breathes, and resumes her seat beside Jackie.
Slowly, slowly, Jackie worms her arms around Shauna, nestles her head against Shauna's shoulder. She mumbles something, Shauna can't tell exactly what, but it sounds like she says, "You're my person, too." Shauna freezes. "What was that?" she asks. "Nothing," Jackie replies, cuddling closer into Shauna's side until Shauna has no choice but to put her arms all the way around Jackie, too. "Just love you." Shauna presses her forehead against Jackie's and closes her eyes. "Yeah," she breathes out, one hand stroking Jackie's back. "Yeah," she says again. "Yeah."